Hello, everyone. It's quite dramatic music, isn't it?
It is.
Hello. This is Paul Hopkins.
Hello, Randall.
And we are talking all things Site Village. Site Village, Birmingham is upon us. And we want to catch up with you all a little bit about it, because we will be covering lots, because lots is going on, lots of new things, and there goes the music. I hope you heard all that. But yeah, that's our little theme music for Site Village. Every time you hear that, you'll know that we're talking about Site Village. First thing I want to say, although this is on the VIP Advisor channel and on my VI podcasting blog, it isn't going to be titled with any channel or blog, so you can feel free to share it on your channels or in your blogs. Just hopefully you'll just be able to upload it, and there you go. You'll and play it straight as it is if you wish. Feel free to so do, because the more people that know about what we're going to be talking about and know about what's going on with Site Village, the better. And if you're coming along, then we will be regularly updating you as to what's going on. And the reason that we can do that is because I work as one of the team members for Site Village. As you probably know, Site Village is organised by Queen Alexandra College. We've been doing this for 21 years, I think, maybe even longer, but certainly well into 20 years now. We have, as you've heard before, in various places, I interview people like Karen Easthope, who's one of the main organisers really of Site Village, in terms of coordinating it, getting exhibitors and all sorts of stuff. So really, you know, it makes sense for us to have a conduit for which Site Village can, we can talk about all things Site Village. So that's by way of introduction, I think. And let's talk about what's going on, what we hope is going on, and where you can get involved and what you can do, as well as just coming to Site Village, which is, you know, if that's all, if you want to just come to Site Village, that's fine. But if you've got other things that you that you may want to get involved in, well, we'll give you some opportunities to so do. And if you could try and do that via myself initially, or Claire, and just send us a direct message in terms of any responses. But feel free also to talk publicly. We'll hopefully pick up stuff that you're saying. But really, in terms of a way of getting information to us, you can directly message either of us on Audio Boo, or you can send me an email to vipodcasting@gmail.com. Right, so I think, is that enough of an introduction? I think it probably is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we doing? So, well, let's talk about Birmingham first. So firstly, the Birmingham event is going to be over 2 days again, and it's the 15th and 16th of July.
It is.
And I'm thinking that's a Tuesday and Wednesday. No.
Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh. Well, while I'm talking, you can go and check that out, if you don't mind, hon. And but yeah, I think we'll come back to it. It's definitely 15th and 16th of July, it will be at the new Bingley Hall, which is just outside the city centre of Birmingham, but well within Birmingham, well within the Birmingham city centre boundaries, as it were, in a place called Hockley. We have published in the past ways of getting there. We can do that again. Initially, those things, as I said, will be available on VIP Advisor and on my VI podcasting blog. So it's in New Bingley Hall. It's all one level, all flat, with the exception of an upstairs, which I think has lifts as well as stairs. And I'll come on to reason why you might want to go upstairs in a bit. So that's, as I said, it's going to be a 2 day event. Now, there's some things that are going on that different to normal years, or previous years, should I say. And one of the main things is an art exhibition. So this will be art for, by people who are visually impaired, so visually impaired artists. Now, I don't have any full details at the moment of who exactly is coming, And we're still getting people interested and still getting people who are confirming that they want to join with us in that regard. But this is something very exciting for us. So, you know, there'll be paintings, there'll be sculptured art and that kind of thing. So, you know, to be honest, I don't know lots and lots about art, but I do appreciate what I see when I see it, so, or what I'm touching and all the rest of it. So I hope that we will have lots of variety for you with that in that regard. And please do come and have a look. And even if you are an artist, you know, perhaps you want to talk to us about how you can get involved, because it still isn't too late. There's plenty of time if you're an artist of any sort, but you're visually impaired and you think you've got something to offer, something that you do, something that you are, as an artist, then come and have a chat and we can see what we can do in that regard. So that's something I think that is really quite exciting. And we will be updating regularly on that and other things, so keep listening. And then the second thing would be Blind Square. Early days yet, but we are talking to Ilka Pertima, who makes Blind Square. And obviously a lot of excitement around that at the moment, because it's 2.0 and it's 2 years old. And we had Blind Square Radio on Friday with the launch of all that on the and it coincided with the launch of 2.0 on the iOS store. And what a great app that is. So hoping that Ilka may possibly be even coming to Site Village. But as I said, that is something that we're still talking about, so it's early days yet, so that will be confirmed. But certainly he has another couple of things that he's hopefully going to offer anyway, regardless of whether he comes or not. And I think to be fair, he did it last year. It was basically that you could use Foursquare for free in terms of the mapping in the city limits of Birmingham. So that would give you a really good opportunity to try it out before you purchased it and so on and so forth. But there's more to come regarding that. And as I said, you'll be updated. Have you found anything?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday and Wednesday.
It is a Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. And
it's the 15th and 16th
of July. In preparation for all this, that's the one thing I forgot to double check. But so that's the art exhibition, the Blind Square,
Roving Reporters.
You would talk about this because I've talked long enough for a while. Thank you for doing the
Okay, so we're looking for roving reporters now. As anybody may know, last year I was here, there and everywhere within Site Village, and I spoke to all and sundry about basically their experiences and how they felt and what they'd seen and what their experiences were. And I also spoke to a number of exhibitors from everywhere, really, and I played with lots of cool gadgets. And as part of my interviewing, you understand, it was, you know, yes. So what we would like to know, if anybody would be interested in doing the same this year. Now, I will be there, and we will have a stand with Olympus, well, next to the Olympus stand, who will be showing us all their coolest and greatest and newest and latest recording gadgetry. For anyone who doesn't know of Olympus, they make very nice little recorders which are predominantly accessible. They speak to us, so we'll have a stand next to theirs, and so if you would like to come along and help us out, then do let us know. Also, if you just want to record your own experiences and would like us to upload them for you, then again, please do feel free to do that. And if you want some help with them, kind of basic interview techniques, then we can help out with
very,
that as well.
Very, very definitely. Yeah, that's something we'd like to do. So come and find us and just come and say hello anyway. I mean,
yeah,
it'd be really good to meet some of you. Yeah,
hello.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the next thing that you can become involved with or in is there are no seminars at the moment for Site Village in Birmingham. Because I think what happens with seminars is that they can be quite specific. When I say no seminars, I don't think there are any upstairs. I think that maybe
people run demos on their sound and stuff might be,
yeah, so it's not saying there isn't any demos, but there's specifically seminars. And so we've been rattling our heads around a little bit at Site Village Towers, and which is whose ever office we find ourselves in at QAC. You know, we normally find a room and have a coffee and stuff and have a chat. And what we were thinking this year was that we could have like some informal drop-ins for the different app, the different platforms of mobile phones / tablets. And so we're going to call them Tech Talk on iOS, Tech Talk on Windows, and Tech Talk Android. And the idea would be that we'll have a room upstairs, and there'll be tea and coffee and biscuits and probably cold drinks, because it's probably really hot because it's July.
Yeah, because it's summer and we're going to have summer. And I bought a barbecue today, so it's bound to be cold for the rest of the year.
Oh, I hope not. No. But yeah, there'll be drinks and biscuits available. And what we're looking for really is that, because the idea would be that we'd come and just chat about phones, about that particular, and so that's we're covering that particular platform, so whether it be iOS, Windows or Android. And you can come in and you can ask questions and like speak to each other and play around with your phones and, you know, compare notes and stuff like that. It'd just be a very informal sort of gathering, but with slight structure. So, you know, the idea would be that someone would convene a little bit, so we do move from subject to subject a little bit, so that everyone gets something out of it. So again, if you know, you can either be the advisor or the advised, to use one of our familiar phrases, but it really is like that. And I can't think of any other way to put it. If you've got a tablet and you want to bring it, or as I said, a mobile phone or PDA, whatever that you're using, then bring it along to one of the sessions and join in.
And let me have a play with it.
Yeah, we're quite interested in Windows, aren't we?
I'm interested in Windows. The Windows phone, you know, has got its own new accessible features, hasn't it? And I haven't seen them yet. Mind you, it took until last November for me to lay my hands on an Android as well. So
it's really exciting times. There's lots of change going on, but really trying to be more sort of you-focused. And not that we haven't been in the past, obviously, but just ways in which you guys can get involved, you know. So again, what you would be doing if you were to convene a meeting, to convene a discussion or a forum would just be... It would be very informal, but just trying to, so that not everyone's clamouring at once, so we can get questions answered and people can try things out and experiment with other people's suggestions and that kind of thing, and just have room for it. And as I said, a convener would just...
Facilitator.
Help facilitate is better. Convener is like a union.
Yeah.
Union man.
We have convened this meeting.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what I mean. Facilitate. Facilitate's good. Facilitate. Let us know if you would like to do that. And I know that there are people out there with experience, but if you come in Site Village, then let us know. And it might just be the thing that, didn't you know what, I was coming anyway, this is going to make it really exciting. So you know, let us know. And again, the way to do that would be either via, Audio Boot direct message to either Claire or myself, or you can send an email to me at vipodcasting@gmail.com. Is there anything else? That's the question. Or do we get to play our outro music?
We get to play our outro music. Also, just very, very quickly, if you have any other suggestions of things that we might have missed, things that you would like to see at Site Village, we don't have the world's amount of time to bring those into play. So if you do have any ideas, if there's something that you'd really like to see and would really like us to see if we can arrange to be there... then let us know, but within the next couple of weeks, I would say. Anything before the beginning of June, I would say, in order to enable us to be able to look into the possibilities. But yeah.
Well, for example, if you know someone, for example, that has made an accessible app and they might want to come to Site Village and talk about and their app and have a table and stuff. You know, we are. I've been given permission to say that we can be open to. Offers there in terms of people if they're bringing, you know, if they're small businesses or whatever, you know, just we have to be slightly careful because obviously there are costs and stuff involved. But, you know, just talk to us. Don't assume that, you know, because the guy does something in his own front room every now and then and has a full-time job or whatever, that he can't therefore come to Sight Village. You know, we will listen and see what we can do. So if you do know anyone that has developed an accessible app, for example, or a game, anything like that. Just
there seems to be a lack of games.
Yeah, there does, doesn't there? Then let us know, as I say, with all the contacts. Okay, so I think that's all for now. And I am trying to find the outro music. Here's the outro music. Okay, so you can find out more details about all things Sight Village at www.qac.ac.uk/Sight Village. And we also have an inquiry line, 0121 428 5041. It's been Paul Hopkins.
And Claire Randall.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to share, everyone. Bye.